So, good day, and I certainly feel kind of full or happy to be here with you, and also feeling a little bit quiet. So I'll leave it at the welcome. Navigating between the skillful and the unskillful, the wholesome and the unwholesome, is the path of practice. Because navigating towards the wholesome and away from the unwholesome, towards what's beneficial. And the wholesome is seen as that which is healthy, that which is nourishing. And also, one of the connotations of the word kusala is that which is clever. Clever not in the sense of, being tricky or something, but wise in being able to differentiate between what is unwholesome and what is wholesome. And in doing meditation practice, one of the central areas to distinguish between this is with how we are responding to the present moment. And if we're responding with mindfulness, attention, how we are attentive. Is the attention wholesome or unwholesome? Is the attention nourishing or does it feel healthy? Is it inspiring? Is the way that we're paying attention, do you feel the goodness of it? As opposed to paying attention, which sometimes people use their attention in practice, both for mindfulness and for concentration, in ways that if you really pay attention to it, would not feel so inspiring or so beneficial. There's straining and pushing and a sense of heavy duty and ideas of I have to do it right, I'm not good enough for this, and this is so hard. Feeling of discouragement. There might be some complacency, lackadaisical nature, kind of, yes, we're kind of paying attention, but we're really not that interested. And we're here kind of on rote. So there's all kinds of ways which the attention, if we pay attention to how we're attentive, it doesn't really inspire anything. But there's ways of doing it that does inspire, but inspire not in an excited way, but in a way that arouses interest, arouses engagement that is peaceful, that feels settling, that feels beneficial. It feels like a ambrosia of sweetness that settles us. So as we do this meditation today, you might see if you can distinguish between the kind of attention that you're using, the kind of engagement in mindfulness that maybe carries with it some unhelpful qualities and some that carry, and then if you can, see if you can explore how to bring some helpful qualities of attention. And one of that is a simplicity and a matter-of-factness, just this engagement in a clear, wholehearted way, but without any strain or pushing. Something that is opening to experience or resting in experience or lovingly receiving the experience, for example, the breathing. So to enter into a wholesome or skillful posture, which is always very personal, the posture that is beneficial. And take some time in adjusting the small details of posture that gets things kind of lined up. And then to gently close your eyes. And this moving towards the wholesome, to what's beneficial, begins right away, can begin right away. So maybe you could find a nourishing or nurturing attention. Maybe the attention can be free of greed or aversion. Maybe the attention, ever so slightly, contains qualities of generosity. Giving our attention, qualities of care, love, or kindness. Maybe valuing, appreciating attention itself, and that we're attending to our experience. And with this kind of attention, to take a few long, slow, deep breaths. Settling in as you exhale. Relaxing the body. As you exhale deeply, give in to your weight settling into your seat, the place that's holding you up. Then letting your breathing return to normal. And then a wholesome attention to the breathing. Or noticing any unwholesomeness, anything that's not inspiring about the effort, the way that you're attending now to your experience. And orient yourself quietly to a quiet attitude that's maybe free of greed or aversion, a simplicity, and as you exhale, to relax and soften the muscles of the face, relax and soften the shoulders, relax and soften the belly. this dedication to the wholesome means that even the effort to see the wholesome and avoid the unwholesome is done wholesomely, not anxiously, not with the idea that you have to do it right, that there's a wrong way, that you're good or you're bad. Just a simple appreciation and recognition that if you're doing it in an unwholesome way, there is a better way. Rather than there's a right way, there is a nurturing way. So we're not condemning anything or condemning ourselves. Just there here to attend wisely, carefully, lovingly to each in-breath and each out-breath. Being a friend to the in-breath and a friend to the out-breath. Here. Attending to the breathing in the wholesome way that you would attend to someone you cared for a lot. you're lost in thought, is your thinking wholesome or unwholesome? And even if the thinking is wholesome, maybe it's not nourishing, supportive, for the wholesome presence of mind in the present moment. So let go of your thinking and enter into the world of attention, awareness. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, it's a time to turn our attention outward into the world that we will maybe encounter today of other people, activities. And here too, the Buddhist orientation is to avoid being in the world unskillfully, unwholesomely, but to orient ourselves to what is wholesome and beneficial, inspiring and nourishing. And so to orient ourselves to the world in a way that doesn't involve grim duty and obligation. But rather has a kind regard for others, a care for others, compassion, love, friendliness, that is not forced and not in a sense required, but which is inspiring and is expressed in personal ways so that we know that it is beneficial for ourselves, nourishing, and self-inspiring. And that way, how we relate to the world and to ourselves becomes part of the path of liberation and freedom, because it brings these good qualities to the forefront in our lives. And so to turn the attention outward now to the world and to the people, and in your own way, gazing upon the world kindly, in your own way, having thoughts of well-wishing, goodwill for others, in a way that you feel good about having. It's like, because it's your own way, to the extent and interest that you have. And with that in mind, maybe these words can express your goodwill. Represent them. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings be free. And may each of us, in our own way that's nourishing and wholesome for us and for the world, contribute to the welfare and happiness of all beings.